moving past our mistakes with hope and purpose. Jesus forgives and calls us forward, by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. In John 21, we read the story of when Jesus appeared to the 7 disciples early one morning. It was just days after the resurrection. They were out fishing and hadn't caught a thing. Though they didn't recognize him, he called to them from the shore, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." Verse 6. So they did. And a miracle happened. They caught fish. So many, in fact, that they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number. Our God of miracles. That's when Peter recognized him. But here's what I love too. Jesus had gone before them. He'd already prepared a fire with fish and bread for them. He'd been there, waiting. He invited them to bring some of their fish and then to come and have breakfast, verses 10 through 12. And over a fire and some food, he had a heart-to-heart with Peter. 3 times he asked Peter if he really loved him, the kind of self-sacrificing love that was willing to give all, the kind of love that involved deep faithfulness, commitment, strong character, and active expression. Peter, who Jesus had previously called a rock, Peter, who had claimed he would never deny Christ, yet denied him 3 times in the courtyard before his journey to the cross, Peter, who was impulsive or fearful at times, yet strong and bold at other times, Peter, who was probably not feeling much like a rock that morning as he sat with Jesus. Defeated, guilt-ridden, sense of failure hanging over, maybe still rehearsing what he'd done and beating himself up for it, living under the weight of the what-ifs. And here he was, again, by a fire, possibly a reminder of the very fire he'd warmed himself over when he had denied Christ. Yet this time, Jesus had pulled up a seat. He sat with him, ate with him, talked with him, and got right into the heart of it all. 3 times Peter had denied him. 3 times Jesus asked Peter of his love and recommissioned him into a life of service and purpose. He forgave. He instilled hope. He gave him a mission. He called him to follow, serve, love, tend to, and care for believers. He brought to him a renewed purpose and vision in the midst of deep regret, guilt, and shame. Slate wiped clean. Fresh start. Deeper purpose and calling to press on, leaving the past behind and walking stronger in what was still to come. This is who our God is, the one who is mighty in miracles and loving, forgiving and kind, the one who waits for us and speaks to our hearts, who gives us a calling and never allows our defeat and failures to have the final word in this life. No matter what we've walked through or where we find ourselves today, be assured that he is able. He can turn around every wrong road we've taken and get us back on course, stronger than before. He can use every failure or defeat and turn it around for good somehow, because that's just how he works. Press forward, friends. He has more ahead. Great blessing and purpose. He makes all things new. Intersecting faith and life. We are more than any mistake of our past. Christ calls us out. He wants us to move forward. He redeems and sets free. We can let go of the guilt and hurt that hovers close and start spending our time on the right side of the boat, where there is blessing and goodness still in store. He waits for us every morning, offering food for our spirits from his word and calling us to a life of love. Thank him today for the fresh start he offers. For further reading, check out John 21, 1-25 and Revelation 21:5.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? we have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.